saying, even beyond the borders of our capital. Never mess with Phileas Fogg, no matter how promising the wager may seem.
To the gentleman, a circumnavigation of the Earth in 80 days seemed simply impossible. And it must be said, Phileas was also the first man to accomplish this.
However, he was not alone in this.
Please, Passepartout, I would never forget you. Without you, this venture would certainly have failed.
Well, in any case, I am sure that the affair was a lesson to Sir George and consorts. They will definitely keep their hands off further bets in future.
That is to be assumed.
You two also met during the trip, didn't you? Here in India, right?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Banks. It is thanks to Phileas, and also Passepartout, that I am still alive. They saved me from the stake.
Oh? Is that true? How awful.
A group of Brahmins wanted to force me to do sati against my will.
Sati? That doesn't ring a bell. What is it?
A ritual suicide in which the widow of a newly deceased man allows herself to be buried together with him.
Well, that sounds pretty barbaric.
Many Indian women do this because it raises the status of their families. However, I am originally Parsin, and the customs of my people are very different from those of the Brahmins.
And after such a harrowing experience, you voluntarily return to the place of horror? I admire you, Mrs. Fogg.
One must not let the horrors of the past...